WTF.
FTW.
SMH.
IDK.
GTFO.
GTFO.
JK, JK. You're listening to the IRL Radio Podcast. It's radio in real life.
Three women.
Three women.
Three women.
Three radio stations.
Real stories. Real life.
And we're back. Episode 18.
Oh. 18. We did it. It's Katie.
We're moving on up. Your girl, la loca dímelo.
I don't even know what you said.
It doesn't mean tell me.
It's like tell me, talk to me. What's up? What's good?
Oh, okay.
See, my last name's Torres. I get it.
I know. I was like, you better. As I was like, you better answer this one for me.
You're fresh off the plane, aren't you?
I am. That was Melanie.
You look beautiful fresh off a plane.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I did my makeup because I got an interview. I got two. We got, well, we have one, and then I have one right before with Bonfire. A new artist to L.A. Reid's. I was going to say the name of the label, but I don't know it. L.A. Reid's label.
I worked for L.A. Reid.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has his own label. That was his Hitu.
I don't know. I worked for him when he was at Epic.
Oh, how was he?
He was always very nice. I remember the first time he came into my office, I was like, oh, my God. L.A. Reid is in my office, like, commenting on, I remember what happened. I was all excited to, like, go work for the label, and I had, like, this big, it was like a screen printed sort of thing of the script who were on the label.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like my first week, and he came in and he saw it and he was like, oh, they just left the label for Columbia this week. I was like, oh
no. Wait, rewind. Who's L.A. Reid?
Don't you work in music?
Oh my God.
I'm new here. What's happening? Who is that?
Go ahead. Since you worked for him,
he was just like a big guy in the music industry. He was like the head of Epic Records. Before that, what was the big label? LaFace was like TLC. All
okay,
like,
got it.
Huge names,
important person.
He's
He's worked with like everybody. In
everybody.
The game. Anybody who's big at one point, he worked with you.
Okay, you guys have to. If he didn't work in country music, I probably haven't heard of it.
Well, I mean, he probably has worked with somebody in country at some point.
Yeah, he's worked with a lot of people.
Probably. Yeah. I've been trying. I don't know if you guys have this, but it has literally taken me almost the 2 years that I've been in this job to figure out who all the record label reps are, what labels they're with, what their artists are. Like, I feel like I just kind of finally have a grasp on that.
Yeah, well, I think the difference between when it comes to your world with the country label reps, like, they're not as much in the limelight as in the urban side.
I totally see that.
Because not even in pop, like, they're not really out there. Like, our label reps, our big people in the industry are usually in the music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're the producers, sometimes they're even the acts. So that's probably why, you know, for us, I'm like, we're looking at you like, you don't know, because this man has been in Mariah's, right?
Yep.
He, J-Lo, like all these women,
Michael
Jackson, like he's been in their videos, in their interviews. I mean, and they're usually like the Iron Fist.
Pink. You remember that Pink song? L.A. told me you'll be my star.
Yeah.
That's who she's referring to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Wait till our next interview where you sit.
So, wait. He has a new artist. What's their name?
Her name is Bonfire.
The Bonfire.
She's from Chicopee, Massachusetts. Boston, Massachusetts. Chicopee, Massachusetts. Like, on my way here, like, coming from Florida, I sat here and I just downloaded a bunch of the interviews that I could find online. And it's the same thing over and over and over. And I was, like, getting tired of
it. Is it because she's a new artist and nobody knows what to ask? That's the problem sometimes, is you just... Sometimes if I don't know an artist that well, I don't have a ton of time to prep. I'm like, I know the same. So how do you describe your sound? Where are your influences?
Well,
like, you just, you know...
is what everybody kept... Well, so what's Bonfire? And then she goes on to, I came from this small town of Chicopee, and I was raised by my stepdad with my mom, and he's Samoan, and in the Hiku was this Polynesian restaurant where she was singing. Like, I could spiel her whole thing, and I'm trying to find a way to interview her without her giving me that freaking spiel, because it irritates me.
So then why don't you take hold of the story and be like, I know you got your name from this and kind of break it down for her, so that you can lead into a different question.
Well, first I want to ask her, because she used to work at Olive Garden. Is it like, what do they freaking put in that damn salad? That's what I want to know.
That was buttery breadsticks.
And the breadsticks. It's crack, right?
It is. I know that when you're like in New York, you're not supposed to talk about Olive Garden and like, you know, eat traditional Italian food.
F that.
Damn it. Olive Garden is so good.
But the thing, what I was going to say about the new artist interviews is that it's more of, even though it's like the same spiel every time and it's like, oh, what do I ask her? It's everything, like every boring question that everybody else asks, because it's like Katie and I don't even know who she is. So like, okay, why are you called the Bonfire? You know what I mean? So people want to know.
And I really hate that explanation, she says. She goes, oh, because my music is like a bonfire, like fire.
That's weird.
It brings everybody together. It makes you feel like you're with your auntie. And like this girl, if you look at her.
You should interview her roasting s'mores. That's
I know, right?
Like you need some.
But when you listen to her songs, it's like I haven't heard. Like, we play Automatic, which I like. Mm-hmm. And I think she has something else called Love, Ready for Love. But then these other two songs, they're remakes of other people's songs. Like that, I think that's what kind of bothers me sometimes when we get these new artists that come out. No shade to you, Bonfire, when you listen to this. I like her sound. She gives me very Tina Marie. Rick James, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had this girl that he was dating who was Caucasian, white. And so Bonfire is this white girl, but when you hear her, she doesn't sound like your typical white girl. Like she sounds like, you know, like a girl from Atlanta, because that's where she was doing her music. But it's like she gives me Tina Marie, Joss Stone. It's like I don't feel like when you say this Bonfire, I don't know. It's
you just still
like,
just don't know who she is, basically, is what you're.
Like, no, to me, it feels like she's like everybody, every other white girl coming to the R&B world. I'm sorry. I hate having to say
so
it like
she's
that.
A white girl.
Yeah, she's a white girl. Okay. But I like her sound. And the girl is gorgeous. But there's nothing. I hate when new artists come and they're remaking songs. Like, give me your original. Don't give me no remakes.
But that's not her. That's not her decision. That's the record label.
Can we just say that it's Bonfire with a Y?
Yeah, with a Y.
No, it's not.
It's she trying to be different.
Oh, wow. This is not what I was thinking. She has really curly hair, too.
Yeah. Gorge. This girl is gorge. Like, I give her that.
Oh, she's so pretty.
She can sing.
But does she kind of look like Tori Kelly in this picture, or is it just me?
She kind of does.
Everybody says
Tori
that
Kelly
about
vibe,
her.
Yeah.
Oh, I would hate that. Like, when someone's like, oh, you look just like so-and-so, especially when you're trying to make your own career.
Mm-hmm. And then somebody, in interviews that I was listening, somebody was saying that she looked like Mariah because of the hair.
Speaking of Mariah.
Yes!
Oh, let's talk about it.
Somebody's interviewing. Are you interviewing her?
I'm interviewing. So it's Mariah Carey, the Mariah Carey.
Yeah, on Friday.
I'm scared. I'm like really scared.
Why?
Because this is like the biggest interview I've ever done.
Girl.
When I met friggin', what's his name? What's his name? The guy from the Giants who I'm like completely
Tiki
blanking
Barber?
On. No, not
Odell
Tiki Barber.
What's his name?
Not Odell.
Rondo Barber?
No.
Peyton Manning?
No, the one who does the salsa dance.
Oh, Big
Victor Cruz. My hands were shaking, and it's Victor Cruz. He's not even like you know.
Oh, we might have to like do some run throughs. Like I'll put on a Mariah mask.
Mariah, darling.
Oh my god!
But wait, but I'm doing it with somebody that I don't even know too.
I know.
Who?
So
Mina.
Mina say what? Yeah, because I was supposed to do the interview with Katie. Yeah. It was supposed
no,
Melanie
with me.
I was like, what?
I was like, no, don't take me out of this.
I was gonna say I don't want to do that. I'm too scared. Too scared.
Oh my god! If you guys don't stop, it's Mariah. Like, of course, I'll give you that. We're supposed to be scared because that makes us, makes it normal. Like, we're not out of our, we're not acting like we've arrived, honey. But it was supposed to be both of us because my knee surgery, I can't do it. So they put me to say what? But I got clearance from my doctor to be able to do the interview.
You'd be all drugged up. You are flight risk if you are in front of Mariah Carey on some, like, Percocet.
Would be like, girl, I was on Percocet too. So let's rock together.
Oh my God.
But no, I'm scared.
I can imagine you'd be scared because I feel like this is like, you're going to do great, but this is always a position you could be in where something goes really wrong. And you're the DJ that was a part of the next Mariah meltdown. Like, that's not going to happen to you. But I think that's why we have nerves about stuff like this. It was the same thing when I interviewed Carrie Underwood. I was like, I can't be the girl who screwed this up.
Yeah.
But you won't. You'll be with somebody else.
I feel. But the thing is, like, even though I am, like, I want to be the leader because.
It's yours. Well, this is your house, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I because I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, great. Now I have to do it with somebody that I don't know. Like, at least with you, like, we vibe. So, and I know how you are. You know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with somebody else.
That would freak
tricky.
Me out. I don't like that.
But I could give you some. I will say that yes, she will take the lead.
No, because I'm taking the damn lead.
No, of course, as you should.
Yeah,
but I'm just giving you. I'm giving you a heads up.
Is she even on the air at your station?
She's filling in for me as I'm going to be.
Okay, bye, girl. I'm full time.
Oh my god. No, she's a.
You're saying she's gonna take the lead?
Not in a bad way. Not in a bad way. Just because I know I know your personality. And I know her personality. It's going to come.
Step aside.
No, this is the thing. Is I know both your. I don't know both of you like inside and out. Yeah. But I know your personalities. I feel like it's gonna probably be like a little at one point because she's going to take the lead because she normally does that. She's more of the alpha. And I'm not saying you're not the alpha, but you know which one has the alpha. She has more of the I'm the stronghold. You will come out with a
But the thing is, my vibe is always more of a laid back feel during interviews. Yeah. I don't want to be all up in your face. I don't want to be like, I don't mean this in like a disrespectful way, but I'm not you in interviews.
No, of course.
I'm like the complete opposite of the spectrum where I'm just like, yo, we're just sitting on this couch talking music because that's how I am.
Yeah,
but I feel like
she's gonna be me at some point.
So I need to tame you.
I know.
Well, then
yeah. How do I tame you? Tell me your ways.
You would tame me as in you have the conversation beforehand. That's the only way you could do it. Don't do it during it. Because I swear to you, if it was me, I would look at you like, okay, bitch, we going to really go here?
I think somebody from management needs to have that conversation. Agreed. To say like, hey, Melanie's number one on this interview, you're number two. And I don't think that's totally out of whack, but somebody should say it. And it doesn't put you in the awkward position going in there with like anything toxic. Yeah.
No, but the thing is, you guys should sit and talk to each other.
But that's the day thing. Before. She's in Philly.
But she's coming in. She'll be in early.
Oh, she is.
She'll be in early.
Early when?
Hopefully she'll be here this week to go over my show again.
Oh, okay.
And you guys sit and just vibe out with each other.
Because I thought they made it seem like she wasn't going to be here until Friday. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be on the air till 2. And then we have an hour to prep. And
I
think I'm also just like stressed out about it.
You might be a little stressed
Mariah
out.
Has like lighting people coming in for lighting specifically
no,
for
she
her.
Doesn't.
Yes.
She
like, does. This is going to be a big freaking deal.
Stop. No, she doesn't.
I swear.
No.
Yes.
Lighting people. Well, good. At least you know your makeup. And your
I'm going to be looking good under the light.
Yes. I'm waddling in here for this. I know Tinder, who's here, says no, but I'm coming in for it because I want to watch it.
Yeah, no, we're going to be in the room.
If I slide up in there, I'm going to slide up in that interview too. Me and Katie together.
This is
over, bitches.
This is going to be like when me and Melanie were trying to sneak into your Janet Jackson interview.
No, I'm flexing on this one. I'd be like, no.
I'm coming in.
I'm doing
you just need to drop that I'm the music director.
Yeah, without the title.
Urban AC.
Or the pay. But yes. But no, I mean, I'll get the. Thank God the label reps, they know who, you know, like, it's like your label reps know who you are, your label reps. So they know.
Going on out there?
Is it somebody's birthday?
I don't know. There's probably a party. No, I think it's no. It's somebody's birthday.
Excuse me, I'm working here.
It's like somebody's birthday celebration, and Woke is like, shut the hell up.
Shut up. I got a podcast to do.
Anyway, so that's happening on Friday.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Recap next week on how.
Yeah, we'll play back some of the interview.
They're going to be here for it too.
They are.
And clients.
Oh, God.
It's gonna be wild.
Yeah.
Stop.
What are you gonna ask her? What she got new music?
I'm not
coming
gonna
out?
Give away my.
She has a. You know they have like an exhibit for her, right?
No.
They have it's like an Instagram exhibit for her where it's like girl, I talked about this. Hold on, let me get this for you.
Do all of your questions have to be pre-approved?
No,
I don't know yet.
I was gonna say that will also change the dynamic of the interview because then you and homegirl will know what's asking what.
I asked yesterday and she was like, "I'm pretty sure you're gonna have to send them in before, but I need to get confirmation."
I would just write them all. I would get them out now.
Yeah. So I don't know. But
Man. Well, that honestly would help. There's so many crazy things I feel like that go into the science and the dynamic of an interview. Like I will over process or overanalyze this for weeks.
Let's
before
move
stuff.
On to Katie now because I'm starting to build up anxiety.
The one thing about Mariah is it has to be about her. So you better know everything possible about her. Because if not, then she's going to be like, well, you're not even a fan. So what am I doing here?
Just shower her.
Shower her. Have fun with her. You look at her at with The Voice. She's on The Voice, right?
Yep.
She's on The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Yeah, she's
on
The Voice.
Yes, she is. Katie's like, she is.
Yeah, Mariah she has an exhibit here real quick. Before we get back to Katie, she has an exhibit. All right, go. I'll look for it.
All right. Katie, have a child now.
On the complete opposite end of the spectrum, I'm not interviewing Mariah Carey. I got owned by a 6-year-old this weekend, and
sure did.
I'm having like all kinds of second thoughts about raising a family in this city. Oh my God. So one of our coworkers who works on the morning show at Melanie's station went into labor and had a baby, but she also has a 6-year-old who's like going to kindergarten. And so I'd offered to help, but her water broke in the middle of the night. She called me. She's like, I need you to come over. So I get to her house. They have a puppy that I was like helping them take care of. They also have a 6-year-old that I'd like wake up, take to school, get home from school, take to the hospital. And you just, you know how you like see people, especially like in New York City, their kid is like having a meltdown and you're like, oh my God, get it together. I'm like walking home with her after school and you have to think like this is a 6-year-old who's like about to like have a baby sister and like someone strange has like picked her up from school. So she's already like kind of stressed out. She just starts like crying in the middle of the street and sits down. Like on the sidewalk.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I literally just like sit down with her and I'm like trying to calm her down. And, and like 4 seconds later, she's fine. And I'm like, oh my God, these kids, they're crazy. I mean, I love this little girl so much, but I just, it made me realize like how selfish I am and how I like just being single for so long and not having to like care for another person. Mm-hmm. Like how like stressed out that made me. Like I was taking her to the hospital the other morning to meet her sister and they wanted me to like bring the stroller. So I have like the collapsible stroller. I have the 6-year-old on one hand. I have like a diaper bag, book bag. I have a gift for the baby. I have my bag and I'm like trying to get into a taxi. And I was like, oh hell no, I'm never doing this.
But you didn't snap on the little, I mean, no, not saying in a bad way. You know, me.
No, I didn't. Cause I could, no, I really, she loves me. She's so sweet. She like has always called me by my full name no matter what. She's like, Katie Neal, my stomach hurts. Like, she's so sweet. And I think she was just like really stressed out. And I'm sure that I was like also not giving off the most calming vibes because I was like, you know, trying to keep another person alive and it was freaking me out. So yeah, I was like, I have so much more respect now for people who have kids in the city. Oh my God.
It's tough.
I don't know how they do it.
I always think about that.
Do not.
I'm like, how am I going to take a stroller up a 4th floor walk up?
I was like, I would make the worst single mom. I can't do this.
Yeah. Loka, how was your weekend at the wedding?
It was absolutely divine.
It looked
you looked beautiful.
It looked warm.
Oh, it was hot. I was in the sun blazing.
Was it a Sunday wedding?
It was a Sunday wedding.
How was that?
It was cute. The place, let me tell you. For the catering, for the table, the area, the church, they said they paid $5,500 for the wedding. And it was absolutely gorgeous, Instagram worthy.
Was the food good and was the music good? Those are the only two things.
The DJ was good. The music was good. The food was good. I mean, you can't go wrong. Potatoes.
All right, I think I'm about
beef.
To start crying.
Yo, it was, I'm sorry. It was gorgeous. Did you see that?
Should have got married in Florida.
Let me show you. Like, this girl's place, I'll give it to them. Like, I told Tinder, I said, we're getting married here. Like, this is how pretty the place is.
You hear that, Tinder?
Yeah.
It had, like, a little chapel on
the
property.
I saw that, yeah.
It had the little barn where you eat. Of course, you only had 90 people there. So that's, you know, like, it 90 people, 5,500. And then it was a BYOB.
So was this?
Own liquor.
Oh, my God. You just blew my mind with that. That was like something I've never thought of before. Why wouldn't you do that?
BYOB.
Were you a really good friend of yours if you were one of 90 people?
Yeah, that was. He was my former intern
beautiful.
In Florida.
Oh, wow.
And what's crazy? That's listen really to this. I wanted to be like telling him because me and his homeboy.
Oh, we that were, is pretty.
Yeah. Flick through there. The place was gorgeous. And Tinder has more pictures. This what?
Of course. When this bitch on the couch.
You know, I had to.
Posing.
You look like you're about to be like in a new episode of Empire.
Listen,
like
I was trying to get
this
all.
This is a shot right here.
Yeah, I had my photographer. What can I say? I walk away with a good one.
Right?
But no, the groom, right? All right. So, when me and Tinder got together, which we're going to be 2 years now.
Oh, gosh.
We were supposed to go to his wedding in September. Mind you, me and Tinder haven't been together a year. It was like, what, 3-4 months? We got together. The groom who just got married was supposed to be getting married to another broad. And it
Dang.
Broke up.
Scandal.
Tinder, this guy's had almost 2 weddings in the time you've been with Loka.
Yes!
You're going to have...
Yes!
Yes, Tinder.
No, me.
Maybe you can see Tinder's face right now.
So the whole time at the wedding, like me and one of his homeboys were sitting there. He was like giving me the script to say, make sure I say everybody's name. We were laughing. I was like, man, we were supposed to go to the other wedding. And I was excited. It was supposed to be in Puerto Rico. I didn't buy, like, you know, God works in like mysterious ways. Cause like, girl, I was over here trying to buy my ticket, buy his ticket so we could go over to Puerto Rico. And it never worked. I was like, okay, well, I guess when I go to Puerto Rico, cause I got a text message, wedding canceled.
And then, oh my gosh.
That's wild.
Months later, almost a year, hey, I'm getting married. Would you come to my wedding?
Dang, homeboy loves to get married. Good for him.
He's a lover. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's a dope dude. He's a very religious guy. And the girl that he was with is religious. I think they weren't having sex.
Dang.
Like this lady, the book lady that we had last time. She would love him.
Oh yeah, we'll air some of that next week.
Okay, good. Yeah, he didn't have sex. They were, I think, kind of living together, but she had a child beforehand, and the baby was there. His mom passed away a couple months before the wedding.
Oh, that's so sad.
And then her dad wasn't there. Her dad was in Germany.
Oh, man.
It was the weirdest, but the most lovely. Oh, my God. And the freaking nuptials. Girl, are you writing yours? Because mm-hmm. if you need help, I'll call her. Because this bitch had everybody crying at the wedding.
No, I'm going to say what comes from
my heart. Sorry. Listen, yeah, I'm enrolling this chick. She was so.
It was too long.
It was long. It was a long. She read a lot. But when I tell
did
you.
Did she say, read from a paper or did she memorize
she
it?
She read from a paper.
See, I'm not reading from a paper.
No, but this shit was good though. She talked about his mom, how his mom, you know, like before she left her the best gift, which was her son. And then how like all this stuff had us all. We were all, if you looked around the whole place, guys and girls. Like,
well,
it was crazy.
Let me just say that every card that I write for anyone in my family, like handwritten letters, they always cry. Like, I'll write my mom like a Christmas card or something. Say, oh, baby.
My birthday's coming up, Melanie. Crazy. I would just like a card from you that makes me cry.
No, but like my family's like that. I remember actually when my first day when I started in LA working for LA Reid and at Epic, I found a post-it note that my mom wrote me and she said, I'm so proud of you, baby. If you need anything, let me know. I love you. And it was like, I got it. Because it was like some, I don't even remember where it was. Like it was on a notepad or something that I had. And I was just like, that's so sweet, mom. Hmm. Yeah.
What did you do this weekend?
Sam had a show at Brooklyn Steel.
I saw that.
Yeah, so you were out and about.
It was good. There was this girl, though, who we were like hanging out backstage after the show. And there's, you know, like random people just like partying or whatever. And I was sitting on the couch with two other people. One of them was his cousin. And we like look up and I was like a little drunk. So I'm like, is that girl's ass out?
What?
And so she was so sweet because I talked to her after, but she had on like a leather skirt with fishnets.
Oh no.
But like, imagine this is gonna sound so bad, but like if you're dressing up for your man and you have like a hole in the back of your fishnets for easy access.
Oh shit.
That's what it was like. I don't know if she ripped them or what, but there was a big circular hole and her cheeks were out. And nobody wanted to tell her. Everybody was just like, wait, what? And so finally, talking to her and I found out her name, which I won't say because it's me, but I yelled like her name and then I was like, cheeks out, cheeks out. And she's like, oh my God. So I told her.
So we send a text message to each other that's like, hey, here's the topic that I'm going to bring to the podcast. And when Melanie just texted cheeks out, I was like, this should be good.
Mm-hmm. But how do you not feel your whole ass hanging out?
Sometimes it happens. Like one time I had this dress that I wore to work and it like zipped all the way up the back. It was like a cute little like business dress, but I was like getting off the subway and I was walking and I like for some reason just was like, something's not right. I like felt back and the zipper had like slipped up and was like halfway up my butt and I was just walking it down the street, but like I had Spanx on so I didn't feel it right away. So I like just stopped and like leaned up against a wall and like zipped it down, but it can happen even when you're sober.
Well, that was my weekend. It was funny though. And she was like really cute, but I kind of felt bad for her because everybody was like staring at her ass.
Oh, that's so mean.
Yeah. Everybody was looking. Nobody said
and nobody would tell her.
I finally did because I was like, wait, is this for real or am I just seeing stuff?
You got to hope that there's always somebody in the room who will be there to tell you that your cheeks are out.
Yeah.
Quick to tell somebody when something's sticking out.
Oh, my God.
All right, so put it in. Let's roll with our recommendations for this week.
My recommendation for this week is a music recommendation. It's for Kane Brown's new album, which came out last week. He came by the station and we got to do like an hour long, like album release special. And I am just so obsessed with this kid. He's going to be like the biggest thing in 2019. I swear. The album is really good. And my affirmation is, what was it last week? Every week I'm like, oh, I'm going to stick with that one. My affirmation is, I'm so thankful that I paid off all my student loans.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, my recommendation is something that I've loved for a while, and I just re-upped over the weekend for the Sephora sale. They had their 20% off, so I kind of went a little crazy at the store.
Ooh.
But Kat Von D, Lolita 2, it's still my favorite matte lipstick. And Loco always says how good it looks on me, too.
Before you go on to your affirmation, I want to rescind my recommendation from last week for the Kylie Jenner lip kit because I wore it for like a couple more days and it's not my favorite thing in the world. So I would not recommend spending the $25 on it. Like, it's okay.
I should have told you that my damn self.
I know. It's an Instagram ad. It really got me.
Yeah. All right. My affirmation is I really hope that my Mariah Carey interview will go well and I will own it and feel like a bad bitch.
Ew. Ew. My recommendation would probably be my recommendation is Marshall's romper. It's a black one. I paid $20 and honey, I slayed in it. And
if you look so good.
If I could slay, you could slay too as well. So that's like my recommendation. Go to Marshall's and just dig. I hate digging in Marshall's, but this time I found a gem and so I love it. And then also get you an Instagram husband.
Oh yeah, thank you so much to Tinder who's been here taking pictures and video of us the entire time. I've never felt more like a celebrity.
And let me tell you, I feel like a celeb today because, you know, like I flew in from a vacation to, you know, take care of something, like at least a big time radio.
You're like hot off the plane. You got to do your like super successful podcast and then interview a bunch of people. Yeah. Good job.
I feel like I like it.
I will on Friday.
Oh, yeah. There you go, boo. There you go. You got Mariah, honey. And my affirmation, as always, God, I am so thankful and blessed for my $300,000 TV contract. My radio contract in a couple hundred thousands, not just where I'm at now. Also, my travel show with Tinder helping me produce it and film it. My 30 pounds lost, my knee surgery going fabulously well so I can make it back to watch Melanie kill it on that damn podcast. I mean, on the interview with Mariah, darling. Don't say darling because she'll probably think you're making fun of her. That's one thing I will say because she says it.
I don't, would
she says
say
darling.
That.
I would say darling. But that's
something I would accidentally say when I got nervous.
Yeah, noted.
You're going to be great.
Yeah, you're going to do great. And God, and thank you for my 40th birthday. That's going to go super duper well. Vacation with Tinder because he's turning 40. May. It's coming up.
Oh, that's a while, yeah.
Yeah. This 2019 is going to be fabulous. Early start. Thank you, God. Blessings and so much more. Thank you.
See you next Tuesday.